This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this evening's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to apply for a home loan via one of the Islamic banks?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, I just sent out now the three calendars, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, and the important events that took place during the month of Rabiul Akhir, and then the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal, and they have the Manimam Mahar, and the Mahre Fatimi, and Zakat Nisab, and the Wifaqul Ulama, and they highlight, you know, when you should keep the fast and so forth. That is 13, 14, 15, Ayyamul Bid. So like that, so every calendar has some unique feature, the Wifaqul Ulama and the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal and the Markaz Sahaba calendar, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So let us now answer the question, remember, and that is Quran Sharif teaches us Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279, that regarding interest, Allah Ta'ala has made it absolutely haram. Wa halallahu al-bay'a wa harrama al-riba. Allah made business trade permissible, but riba, interest, viyaj, suj, usury, call it whatever you want, all haram. The warning Almighty Allah gave for riba, that when we are buying, selling, witnessing with the contracting parties, chapter 2, verse 279, wa'idun shadidun, a stern, stern warning that Allah never gave for any other crime. A person becomes non-Muslim, murtad, also that kind is not mentioned, but for interest is mentioned. Chapter 2, verse 279, فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if a person does not abstain, refrain from interest-related transactions, فَأَذَنُوا, be prepared, بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, for they war against Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. 6,236 verses in the Quran, 114 chapters. This is the only place you will find it. Surah 2, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 279. Take all the ahadith compilations. You will only find one place, something similar to this. قال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل, is hadith Qudsi, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah jalla wala states, man aada li waliya, you have enmity, hatred, you cause harm to my waliullah, my special friend, like Ahmad Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Ariel Sharon murdered him, killed him, faqad aadhantuhu bil harb, I wage war against him. 8 years Ariel Sharon was in Sakarat. You watch what is going to happen to all these haramis in Israel. Netanyahu, Netanyahu, Ben Gvir, and Smotrich, and whole happy lot. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Allahumma arina ajaiba qudratik, fa innahum la yujizunak. Ya qawiyu, ya azizu, ya muntakimu. Allah will punish them and make them a sample, an example for humanity and posterity, inshaAllah.
This person wants to know, what happens if the biological father does not care for his child and the mom had made nikah again? Well, what happens in this particular situation?
So remember, the previous question was about interest and bond and all that. Islamic bank, there's no Islamic bank. It's just scholars for dollars business. Remember that. Ask them, can they guarantee every rand, every dollar there is halal and tayyibah? Nobody can do that. So they just play. They play with talfiq. They will use certain things from the Shafi school, Maliki school, Hanbali school, Hanafi school. You call that talfiq, is not permissible. Then they play with hilas and skull dakhari, and they got loopholes and all that. So therefore, so me, I don't believe in these things. Yeah? And our ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib, who's the ustad of Mufti Taqi Usmani, he wrote a whole book against Mufti Taqi Usmani and that on this issue. And Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Saeed Palanpuri, one of the greatest ulama that India produced in the past 40, 50, 60 years, he told me Islamic banking ka koi hujood hai hi nahi. There's nothing like an Islamic bank and all these kind of things can't happen in true Islam. So we're just fooling ourselves with these things. Yeah. Third question, I must get it clear. I'm still not 100% clear. So this couple, they were married. And if I understood it correctly, I'm just repeating. And now there was a child involved. And so now that husband was not caring for the child or what have you. So maybe they ended in divorce or what have you. And if it ended in divorce, and thereafter the iddat was finished, and then that lady married somebody else, then that is fine. But if that husband did not give divorce, or she did not finish the iddat, and she decided to marry somebody else, then she's living in sin, and absolutely haram it is for her to do so.
Mufti Sam, this person wants to know that the true sunnah for the Fajr Salah, if you miss it, do you have to read the true sunnah after sunrise?
When I was there, so every night we slept there in Khrobla's Warp by Moana Masood Parker. His mother is my first cousin. So mashallah, Haji Ahmed Abdi and myself, only two of us went. So we gave us a good royal time, very nice everything. Allah reward Moana Masood Parker, his brother Zubair, their father by Haji Amir, and the mother and everybody, mashallah. And you had a wonderful stay. So every day I used to give them nasiha after Fajr. So I said, I see you read sunnats for Fajr in the masjid. You must read at home, and then you must come to the musalla. There's no masjid there, musalla. So, and then I read the verse, chapter 3, verse 31, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. If you really love Almighty Allah Jalla wala, then follow me, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yuhbibkum Allah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ and your sins will get forgiven. In the first rakat of your sunnat, read قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُونَ after Surah Fatiha. Second rakat, read قُلْ وَاللَّهُ. First rejection, then affirmation. قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُونَ, we're telling the non-Muslims, you carry on with your religion, you worship your idols and whoever, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ, and we follow Islam because it is pure and the only religion on the face of the earth today that has a constitution in its pristine purity. We challenge any Jew, any Christian, any Hindu, any Buddhist, any person of any faith. Show us your constitution in the original language and show us how many people have by-hearted it. Then you will see the Papas will dance. None of them can do that. We can produce millions of people, remember that. So that is the big dalil and evidence we have regarding the haqqaniyah and the truthfulness of Islam. Islam is the best and we want to share it with the rest. Then you must remember, now you went to the masjid and now you saw the imam was already reading the Fajr Salat. So the Shafi'is humbly say, you must join the imam. And immediately after the Fajr Salat, before sunrise, you read the two rakat sunnat muakkada. That is verdict of Shafi'is and humblies. The Malikis say, as long as you are sure, you get one rakat with the imam, so then you should read your sunnats there, the back and so forth. And thereafter you got one rakat, and thereafter you read your sunnats afterwards. And then the Hanafi say that no, that if you're going to get the jamaat, even if you must one rakat or both rakat, but you know you will get jamaat, then read your sunnats there. Then your sunnat salat, you wait 15 minutes after sunrise and then you read it. So that is Bayanul Madahibil Arba'a. That is how the four schools have differed on this particular issue.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible for women during the haze to read Sahih al-Bukhari?
Yes, remember, you can. You can read any book when you are in your haze, in your nifas, your postnatal, your postpartum, beside the Quran Sharif in the Arabic language only. So what is the meaning? If you are my sister, my daughter, you in your haze, your menses, your postnatal, you want to read translation Quran, you want to read Ma'ariful Quran in Urdu or English, so even in your your menses is permissible, but Quran only, the Arabic text that you can't touch, Quran is very clear on that, chapter number 55. So that is Surah Rahman, and then chapter 56 is Surah Al-Waqiyah. So chapter number 56 and verse 79, La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. None can touch the Quran Sharif except those who are in the clear. They are in a clean state and so forth. You have wudu, you have ghusl, and you're not in junub, you're not in your ceremonial impurity, husband-wife relationship you had, or you made istimna, that you masturbated. It's haram to masturbate, and you have to take a bath also, male and female. And, for example, the lady in a menses or in a postpartum, postnatal, nifas. So then you can't touch the Arabic Quran. But translation, all that you can. And Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, Muslim, all the hadith kitabs you can. Fazail A'mal, all that you can touch. There's no problem with that.
Mufti Sahib, this person wants to know that when it comes to making masa on socks and cotton socks, they've heard there's differences of opinion. What is the correct view?
Regarding the previous question, I don't know who asked all these questions. First time in my life I'm hearing, meaning I don't see it. The people send it to Hafiz Wadi, and then we answer it with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Those of you who are really interested, you understand, in Bukhari Sharif and that, you see, this also is an indictment upon us, you know. How many people are teaching Bukhari Sharif? So people... One day I went to a madrasa, so I asked that guy, I said, I heard you're teaching Bukhari. He said, yeah. I said, who's teaching? He said, that person. I said, but that person doesn't know Bukhari. He said, no, we're teaching the English Bukhari, the translation. I said, oh. So, but they left Jalsa and tell the people that they studied Bukhari Sharif. Who's fooling who in the zoo? You understood? And so that's how we're getting on today. It's a very sad state. So listen now, you ulama and students. What is the truth we must speak? People like, don't like, that's their business. Among the Orientalists, the Mustashriqeen, there was one guy. He was called James Robinson. He translated Mishkat. I use that. You understood? Our Muslims haven't done a good job in translating Mishkat. He did a good job. Can you believe that? Now when you study the Kutubu Sitta and all that, so if you ask our students who are graduating, how many copies are there of Bukhari Sharif, the students? How many copies are there of Muslim Sharif, the students of your Muslim? How many copies of 90% won't even know the question, let alone the answer. So you go to James Robinson's work, The Transmitters of Hadith. So remember, this all I learned in varsity, you know. So you must remember, he did a great job. So much so, Sheikh Abul Hasan Najwi wrote the whole book, Al-Ishtishraq wal-Mustashriqoon. So the people who are Orientalists and their contribution towards Islam. So remember, certain things they wrote, we Muslims never even dreamt about it and all that. Wensink wrote a concordance. Do you know what's a concordance? How many times Zamzam comes in Bukhari Sharif? How many times it comes? The Muslims never wrote that. He wrote it first. Then Fuad Abdul Baqi and them started writing and all these kind of things. Yeah? So you must get that book there and then you see. So you asked me about the lady in a menses touching, reading Bukhari Sharif. There was a lady. She is one of the ruwat and people who studied Bukhari Sharif by heart, it almost you can say, Karima. Karima taught Khatib Baghdadi the whole Bukhari Sharif when he came for Hajj. She was in Makkah behind Parda, she used to teach the men. So what you going to say then? So these were the giants of Hajj. Nobody can take this away. So I'm not saying now the woman must go teach the men. I'm trying to show you what contribution they made and the different copies you have and so forth and so on. Regarding this wearing of normal socks we got, I don't have socks on now, it's very hot here, you understand? I don't even have my kurta on here, Haji. Don't worry, I got my vest on, you understand? It's too hot here now. So we just fire up like this. My kurta is there on the chair, you see that? So we come from Uppington, Bayavaramda. They go to 30, 35 degrees now. Summertime, 45, 46 degrees. So we're still feeling hot, you see. So this type of things. So mashallah, so now you ask about cotton socks, nylon socks, all that. You want to make masa on that. So this is the law. We follow Quran Sharif. We follow the Sunnah Mubarakah. We follow the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. We follow the Awliyaullah, Hazrat Pirani Peer, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. When Rabiul Akhir come, the people, they get hot, you understood? They took me also to Iraq and so forth. Hazrat Pirani Peer, how many thousands of people come there? On the 11th of Rabiul Akhir, the year 561. On our calendar, you will see it there. He passed away at the ripe old age of 91 years old. You see that? So we believe in the Awliyaullah, the special servants of all material, and the four schools. So whether you Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanafi, Hanbali, there's consensus, you cannot make masah on this normal socks and so forth. But today the Salafis, they got their own A'imma Arba'ah. They got Sheikh Albani, they got Sheikh bin Baz, they got Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, they got Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi. I met all four. I still again will ask this question. Any South African met Albani, Sheikh Albani? Till now, not one has told me they've met. I met him in 98 and he gave me books also, mashallah. And he was very ill. And he had a green kurta on, topi on, big nice beard, all that. He asked me forgiveness and apologized. He can't hug me and embrace me and so forth. So I tell Sheikh, don't worry, I know you're very ill, just give me some books and all that. So he gave me Tahrim Alat Turb, the musical instruments haram, and Sahih Wal Adab Al Mufrad and Da'if Wal Adab Al Mufrad. Very good books, mashallah. So we don't have to agree with them. So these four scholars of the Salafis, they say you can make, we reject it. I'm asking you, who's greater? Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is greater, or Albani bin Baz, or Husaymin, Ibn Husaymin, and Qardawi? You must be a moron to say that these four are greater than the A'imma Arba. So therefore, our fatwa is to make masa on normal socks is not permissible. For you, the lady, you got your stockings on and all these things, you just make masa on that. So remember, according to the four schools of jurisprudence, Maliki, Shafi's, Hanafi's, Hanbali's, your salat is null and void and not permissible. So that is what you must understand.
Mufti Sahib, this person wants to know, is there such a thing as ghosts that exist and they have this fear for ghosts and for jinns and so on?
Yeah, you're looking at too many movies. They call it horror movies. You're reading too many books and all these kind of things there. Then you start shouting at night, oh, this happened, and all these kind of things. So every day, every night, after first salat, read Ayatul Kursi, read the three quls, kul huwallah, kul huwal falaq, kul min nas. Before you go and sleep, read Ayatul Kursi and go and read the four quls, read kul huwal kafirun, also is sunnah. Inna Allah Ta'ala will protect that person from polytheism, idol worship. When you read Qul Ya Kafirun and so forth, sleep with wudu. That's a sunnah and a bawiyah. Then you will sleep nicely and not only wake up for Fajr, you will wake up the Hajjud time. You see Hafiz Wadi, Allah Ta'ala reward him now. Our Maha Salim Kareem is gone. So now this is the second week starting. He'll come after 5 weeks, inshallah. Allah accept all his ibadat, everything in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, then he's going to India and so forth. So Hafiz Wadi is standing in. Allah reward him, inshallah. So 4 o'clock they start, he and Junaid Mota. Junaid Mota is here 2 o'clock, you see that. So, mashallah, and then I come. So now Adhan, we're giving at 4:30. And then, inshallah, from Thursday onwards, it'll change again because Thursday our Salat is changing. So, nevertheless, that 4:30, then 25 to 5, 20 to 5, we start. So, in that way there, mashallah, we teach the Ummah what we're supposed to do and so forth and so on. So, what must you do? You must read all these surahs and then you will be no ghost, no jinnat, no nothing. And if nothing works, read the entire Surah Baqarah. Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah, the longest surah chapter in the Noble Quran, 286 verses. You see that? Atwalu suratin fil Quran al-Majid, Surah Baqarah. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah, fa inna akhadaha barakah. You read it, it will bring barakah, blessing for you. Wa tarkaha hasra. You don't read it, then it will bring remorse and regret for you. Wa la yastati'uha al-batala. The evil forces cannot overpower it. So that is what you must learn. And I just sent out on all the groups and there, many people want to join the group, so join group 3, group 4, group 5, and then you will get everything that we send out, inshallah.
What happens to the ruh after death?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this in the Noble Quran. They come and ask you, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The Jutlas pose this question to the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam regarding the ruh, regarding the soul, regarding the spirit. Call it whatever you want to, you must remember that. And then Allah Ta'ala said, regarding these type of issues, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Of knowledge, you have been given a small, tiny little bit, you see, that tiny amount. Chapter 17, verse number 85. Chapter 17, verse 85. Those of you who want to know about Ruh, go open Kitab Ruh by Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, the celebrated student of Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and you will find the English translation is the abridged version, that the journey of the soul, right? It down for you who don't know Arabic, Urdu, all that. The journey of the soul. Briefly, what happens when a person is in Sakarat, now you are in the last moments, the tip of the nose will bend towards the left-hand side. And then the temple, you know, temple, put your hand there where your hair grows, you see, on the sides. And then from there, so where there's no hair, that is your temple. Put your finger there, you will feel it. So that will subside, it will go inside. Now that's the last moments of that person. And the feet also will move apart. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِسَاقِ إِلَى رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْمَسَاقِ. Quran speaks of all that. So now that person read the dua, Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Ya Allah, make the pains and pangs of death easy for me. Make plural for all of us. Allahumma inna ala sakaratil maut. Authentic hadith. Mishkat Sharif, Tirmidhi, Musnad Ahmad. Then you read the Quranic verse from now abundantly. Chapter 12, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima. Ya Allah, let me pass away with perfect Iman and Islam, and unite me with the pious and devout servants. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. So now, if that person passed away with Iman and Islam, then the ruh goes to Illiyin, goes up, up in the sky. I am traveling, example, tomorrow to Hong Kong, to Turkey and Hammanskraal and wherever. So now first class, you see that? Like how we went now. That's Wednesday we went and Saturday we come back with my brother Ahmed Abdi on A-Link. And we had the best seats also with Allah's help, you see that? So mashallah, where we can stretch our feet and so forth and so on. You come, if you go out of the plane also first and so forth. So cut long story short, so I'm going first class. But there's a transit stop. So now I stop there and now we go where? Into the first class lounge. So thus you can have, thus you can have. So already you're getting, you must remember, the good things of life. And then you will reach your destination. So when a person passes away, he enters where? وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبَعْثُونَ. Chapter 23, verses 99 and 100. You're taken to a new realm. And now إِلِّيِّينَ. The fragrance of Jannah is already coming to you. And the aroma of everything of Jannah is coming to you. You're in the first class lounge. What is first class lounge? Nothing compared to what Allah will give us. And the person whose visa, all that is not in order, they keep you, detain you, put you in jail. You committed a crime, you have to stay there in the jail in custody. So that is Sijjin, the non-Muslim, the kuffar, they take you. So that is what happens to the ruh. And from then already they feel the pains and the pangs and the torture and punishment of Jahannam and the hellfire. So go read The Journey of the Soul by the masterpiece book Kitab Ruh. I got a wonderful copy from the Arab world by Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, celebrated student of Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah.
5, the husband divorced the wife the very next day after making nikah, after one day, and after a month she found out that she was pregnant. Will the talaq be valid? He had issued 3 talaqs.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So first day they got married, he had a marathon with his wife, and then she said, "You finish me up." And then she was very upset, and he, in his rage and fury, divorced her. So the nikah lasted 24, 30 hours, then end of the story. A real madcap, a guy like that, you should take him in public and give him good lashes. That is what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu imposed when he was Khalifa and Amirul Mu'mineen. Any person who has given his wife 3 talaq, triple divorce one time, bring him to me. La uja'atuhu. I will whip and lash him in public and cause him pain. Go open Sunan Sa'id bin Mansur. You will find that fatwa of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda there. So that what he did is haram. But all 3 talaqs are valid according to Maliki, Shafi'is, Hanbalis and Hanafis. And then she found out in that one night he already impregnated her. So you, my sister, what is your iddat? Chapter 65, verse number 4. He must be a sharpshooter, that guy. One night and finish, you see that. Medcap also. So handicaps, brother. So now what he did, he gave 3 talaq. So your iddat now will be that 9 months, 8 months, whatever. Chapter 65, verse number 4. Wa ulatul ahmali ajaluhunna ayyada'na hamlahun. That when you give birth to your baby, then your iddat will end. So now, sister, you must read abundantly. What must you read, my sister? Read chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habali min as-salihin. O Almighty Allah, grant me pious children and normal progeny. Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam ready. Read chapter 3, verse 38. Another Nabi in his old age, Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, his wife Alicia. So they reading. Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam. Rabbi habali min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba. Ya Allah, grant me pure and pious, chaste children. Do you know where your son is? His holidays this week, next week. Where your son is going? Where your daughter is going? Half the Muslim parents don't know. And then when trouble happens, they wonder. So make dua, Ya Allah, grant me such children that are pure and chaste. Innaka sami'u dua. Ya Allah, you are the one who listens to the dua, meaning qabila dua. You accept the dua. We say, when the imam comes up from ruku, what he says? Sami'allahu liman hamida. So Sami Allah in that text and context means Qabil Allahu liman hamida. When we read on our own, same thing. Sami Allahu liman hamida. It means Allah has accepted the one who praised him. Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. So read that, my sister, chapter 3, verse 38. Allah will make life easy for you, inshallah. And he must pay for all the expenses. Whilst you are in your iddat, all the hospital bills, doctor's bills, he must pay. He don't pay, you take him to court. So you must take it. You must sue him properly. You understand? They get away with murder, figuratively speaking. You must remember that. That's the only language they understand. You waste your time going to the jamiats and ulama, and what we can do? We can't do nothing. We don't have no power. We're just advisory capacity.
We see Jazakallah Khairan to Mufti Sahib. Final ad break. Thereafter, we continue with the Q&A program just until a minute or two before 10 this evening.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we continue with this evening's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Saab, the husband says the wife is now 38 weeks pregnant. Anything to read for easy labor and also to induce labor, Mufti Saab?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before we go to the labor business, I was just going to my phone and I saw this, right? I'm reading it as I received it. I registered for Hajj with Sahuk. I paid over 1,000 rand for my family. How do I get my money back from them? Now, next paragraph. I asked Sawhook on their website, and this was their reply. So, this is the reply from Sawhook. It's written there, Sawhook Administrator, 22nd September 2025, 8:22 a.m. So, that's today, right? 8:22. Assalamu alaikum. The matter is presently under evaluation, and the final decision will be shared with the public in the coming weeks or months. Jazakallah. Sawhook, I'm telling you nicely, na? You know me, I'm a Maimon, na? And Zahir Umar is a Maimon, and we're going to take you to the cleaners, except for Yalamoy, na? That I'm telling you nicely, you better pay, or you don't owe me anything, but we stand for justice and the truth. You better pay all these hajis. Nobody's asking you for interest. You collected interest, maybe, we don't know. But remember, you must pay them the full amount, because you're sitting with 50 million plus minus. Your Amir told me, and I got it on tape, he recorded. He recorded, I recorded. I told him of his smile, I don't want no discrepancy. You record, I record. So we're on the same page. He said, fine. 12 bars, 12 million you got in your account. That's what he told me. More than 36 million plus minus you got in your assets. Plus your new building, 3-4 million. So we just round it off at 50 million. And I'm promising you, Zahir, in Maimon we say, Panji angry mature eye. You don't understand that, you see. In the angry mature eye, his fingers are itching just to take Sawhook to the cleaners. Zahir said, in Suleiman Esop show, anybody wants to go for Hajj and all that and they're struggling, he will give 50 grand. You see, that's what we want. You must sponsor the guys, you'll understand. We don't want to give Sawhook nothing. They must refund everybody. And we will go with, we got Shukri, we got Zahir Umar, everybody. And mashallah, so far, you're backing the right horse. All these Maulvis with their radio stations and this Jamiat Ulama here in Fortsburg and the Darul Ihsan there in Durban and MJC, bunch of Mufatiyas sitting with Sawhook and so forth. They all summum bukmun umyun. They all quiet now, you see. Tell them to release a statement. Who's responsible for that money? Ask them the question and see. So again, I'm warning you. And your answer, I don't like. With the public in the coming weeks or months, what you're trying to say? That maybe it can be in 3 months or 6 months or 9 months. What, you're giving birth to a baby or something? So don't come with nonsense, Sawhook. I'm telling you nicely. Dance the proper dance. You must remember that. Our lawyers are just itching to take you to the cleaners. And don't think you will get away with Uplang and us and all that. We got all the financials also under there. So we sent it out also. There from Uppington. Lot of things were happening there in Uppington. Right, Afsar, what was the question, fire up?
Mufti Sahib, this person says the wife is 38 weeks pregnant. Anything to read for easy labor and to induce labor as well?
For labor and all that, my sisters, my daughters, read chapter number 21, Surah Anbiya, 17 Supara, verse 33. Open 17 Supara, beginning, go to verse 33. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. That the heavens and the skies were stuck together. The mother and the fetus, they stuck together. فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. And we separated it easily. So read that ayat. Allah will make your labor pains easy. Allah Jalla Wala will make it easy. Three things here. My beloved mother, she found it very strange, but I used to ask her this, you know. I said, Ummi, you got 5 children, 3 sons, 2 daughters. When you were giving birth, whose was the most difficult? I thought she should save me, but she said to your ba, you see, Abdul Ghaffar. She said, that was very difficult. I thought I'm going, you see. But he was the most intelligent in our family. Allah grant them all jannatul firdausil a'la, you see that. So yet you must read, remember that. And we don't believe in any Darwin theory and all these type of things and so forth and so on. Next one. You see, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, I don't remember. You can ask the editor. Oh, Muslim woman, how many years we writing? With Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatu min Rabbi. So now we're coming to end of September. So in this week here or next week, you should get, you must remember that Muslim woman for October. So that she requested the editor, I should write all these things here in Q&A. that labor pain, which dua must you read, what must you do with the placenta, what must you do, you'll understand, for the naming of the baby, and like all these type of issues. Very good. We promote the Muslim woman extensively. And all of you should buy a copy, just 25 then, on a lousy balloon and some chocolate and sweet. You bust up 25, 50, 100 rand. So why you can't buy one magazine? Buy extra and give your friends and all that, females to the females, male to the female, like that, to his wife and children, like that, not to your girlfriend and that. So like that it will be. And then there's a whole article there, and then Asma'ullah al-Husna also. So read it, inshallah. There's a lot of things you will get there, inshallah. And you, sister, you're pregnant, you're expecting a baby. So inshallah, everything goes smooth. Read chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli mina salihin. Give out charity every day. And read two rakat salat. You can't stand and read, you sit and read. Remember that, because hamalatu ummuhu wahanan ala wahan. When the gestation pregnancy continues, the woman gets weaker and weaker, the feet get swollen and swollen. Therefore, our mother, her rank and status is so special. She carries us, she gives birth to us, she breastfeeds us. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, hadith of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, in his work Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, mana haqqu bi suhbati ya Rasulallah, who must I make more khidmat for and serve more? The master rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ummak thumma ummak thumma ummak thumma abba. Thrice the master alayhi salam said, your mother, your mother, your mother. And then the master alayhi salam said, your father. Hey zalim, hey shaitan, you took your mother and put her in the old age home? You took your father and put in the old age home? Wallahi, if it was my government, I should lash you in public. Remember that. So what a Muslim you are. You pakka munafiq. That's what I'll call you. Shaitan you are. Took your mother just because to please your wife. So remember, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa ata'a ar-rajulu sawjatahu wa aqqa ummahu. One of the signs of Qiyamah, hadith in Tirmidhi and in Mishkat Sharif, is obedient to his wife and totally rebellious, disobedient to his mother. He forgot everything what the mother did. Our mothers are so special. When we speak of them till today, we cry. We go to the qabr and we cry. So remember, that is mother. But what are you doing? Because you eat all haram, you drink haram, you think just like a kafir also, and the thought process. Therefore you do all these kind of haram actions. Allah give tawfiq.
Sir, this person says, I mean, it that at the moment my husband passed away, I need to work to get income and have to go out for shopping. Please advise, Mufti sir.
For what you have to go and shopping and go and work? Tell me for what? So if your husband passed away, so then after the burial, funeral expenses, then the death of the deceased, if he made wasiya, so then for none heirs one third, then it is your share. If you and your husband, you had children, so your husband had a child, children from you or any other wife, so then your share is 12.5%. If there are no children, your share is 25%. So you're getting something, or you're supposed to get something. Let's take worst case scenario. There's nothing. He was just had too many debts. So why must you go and work? You go speak to your Imam Maulana, you got his number. Go to the Jamiats, all of them, they got millions and millions, and then tell them they must give you zakat money. You need zakat. So what need there is for you to go out and work? You'll just look for loopholes to gallivant, run here, run here, run here. So it's wajib falls upon you that you must stay in your house from time of death of your deceased husband for 230 days. How many? Arba'ata ashhurin wa ashra, chapter 2, verse 2, 3, 4. So from time of death, 130 days. No new clothes, no mendi, no jewelry. You make dua for your husband and no gallivanting here and there and all that. You are in dire straits. The Muslim Ummah must help you with zakat money.
Can one name one's son Muhammad Salih?
So 100% Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name, nami, ismi grami, very good. Four times Allah jalla wala mentioned the name, nami, ismi grami of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran Sharif. And Surah Muhammad, chapter 47. For the Master alayhi wa sallam, what it means? Wasammahu Muhammada. You see that? Allah Jalla Wala is sending more and more salawat, durood sharif upon him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And once Ahmad is mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the creation, I praise Allah Jalla Wala the most. Hassan bin Thabit, radiallahu anhu arda, the biggest shahir poet, in the time of Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, read the poetry. Ma immadahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati, ma immadahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati, lakin madahtu maqalati bimuhammadi. Is not that I praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rank and status will get elevated. Nay, Allah already elevated the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 94, verse 4. Wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak. Your name, nami, isme grami. We elevated it, ya Rasulullah. Iza zukirtu zukirta ma'i. When my name is taken, then your name is taken, ya Rasulullah. O Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when I take the name, nami, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my speech, my lecture, that gets elevated. See what a beautiful way, he said. Salih. Salih, before you're born, you are Salih. While you are in this world, you are Salih. When you die, then also you are Salih. All in the Quran. Chapter number 37, after Surah Yasin, Surah Sofat, verse 100. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, two wives, no children. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam's first wife, Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha, no children. Second wife, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha, no children. He cries, he's 86 years old. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Ya Allah, grant me pious offspring. You see that? And then 86 years old, Sayyida Hajar, Hajara, gave birth to Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam. Then when he was 100 years old, then she, Sayyida Sara, gave birth to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam. Ismail, the one who listens to all Majallah. Ishaq, the one who smiles, you see that? So that is Salihin. Then when you die, we're going to die. So before death, read daily. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bi salihin. Ya Allah, let me die and pass away with iman. And unite me with the pious, pious people. Salihin, devout people. And whilst we are alive, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya wa na'mala salihan tarda. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, wonderful dua. We all should learn it. What dua he made? Rabbi awzi'ni, Rabbi alhimni, ya Allah, inspire me. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam is begging, petitioning Almighty Allah. Ana ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya. Make dua for your beloved parents. Ya Allah, you conferred these bounties upon me and my beloved parents, ya Allah. Wa an a'mala salihan tarda. I continue with the righteous deeds, tarda. You are pleased with it, ya Allah. Wa adkhilni bi rahmatika. Include me through your mercy. Fi ibadika salihin. Among your special servants who are pious. And Nabi is the greatest in his time. So they are ma'soom, protected from sins. But he's begging Allah to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Chapter number 27, Surah Namal, and verse 19. When he saw that now that the ants realize Sulaiman alayhi salam is coming with his entourage. So the one ant spoke, Qalat namlatui, ya ayyuhan nablu dukhulu masakinakum, enter into your houses, the houses of the ant, whatever it is. So there, la yahtimannakum Sulaimanu wa junuduhu wa hum la yashurun. He's coming, and he mustn't trample you, and he's coming with his army. Sulaiman alayhi salam heard the speech of the angels. Fatabassama, he smiled. Dahika, he laughed. And then he cried, he begged, he petitioned Allah. Study Quran, become a lover of Quran. Quran ke saath shaghaf ho. We must have excessive love for Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. So I gave some ulama and students advice the other day. I said, every day learn one verse of the Quran with tafsir. tafsir. Every day learn a new hadith. Every day learn one new masla and fiqh. And every day learn one new dua. You'll go very far in life. Chapter 27, verse number 19, Surah An-Naml, the end. So that is Salihin. Muhammad, the praised one, Salih, so the one who is pious. The Sha'ir says, Uhibbu Salihin, wa lastu minhum. I love the pious people, but I'm not from them. La'allallaha yarzuquni as-salah. Allah will give me piety. I make dua. You see, whole lecture you can give on that. Allah Ta'ala make us from them. Gee.
Permissible to take an oath on the noble Quran.
100%, but it's not desirable. Every small thing, you just take oath on Quran and so forth. When you take an oath, it must be on the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, or on the sifat, on the attributes of Almighty Allah. So Quran Sharif is what? Kalamullah Ta'ala Ghayru Makhluq. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahimullah earned the title that to become Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He passes away 241 in Baghdad, and remember the celebrated student of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. And then when the Mu'tazilites, the rationalists, came into power, they summoned him. What do you say of the Quran? He said, Kalamullah Ta'ala ghayru makhluq. It is the direct speech of Almighty Allah, and it is infinite, because Allah was, is, will always be. And this is the direct speech of Almighty Allah, infinite, unlimited. That you see, they told him, you better withdraw, otherwise we will punish you. He said, do whatever you want to. In public, they took him out and they whipped him. He said, Bismillah. Second time they whipped him and he said, Alhamdulillah. Third time they whipped this Imam Jalil, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Hanbal Shaybani. Hanbal is not his father, Muhammad is his father. Hanbal is his grandfather, Shaybani, the tribe. So then he said, لَيْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Nothing will happen to us except what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has decreed. You must remember that. So in a case like this, so then he never withdrew. You don't withdraw when you speak the truth. So then afterwards he told them, Baini wa bainakum yawm al janaza. The son of Islam, the Imam of Islam, when he passes away in Baghdad in the year 241, 80,000 people plus minus came for his salatul janaza. Karamatan lihadhal imam al jaleel ba'da wafatihi. This is karamat post death. 20,000 plus minus Jews, Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, whatever you want to call, embrace Islam. That is what happens when you do things sincerely. Allah opens the doors and your name will shine forever. You must remember that. But today, we want to become bootlickers. That lick this politician, lick this organization, lick this country, and then you get disgraced by them. You must remember that. So Allah has his own system, we must remember.
Mufti Sahib, are there any special virtues of Surah An-Nasr, Idha Jaa?
100%, you must remember that إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْ. First virtue is this in the Quran Sharif that they are. You must remember that 114 chapters, this is the last surah. I'm not saying verse, the last surah to be revealed. I open to you in front now. I have my Miaswam Quran, the big one. You see that? So now we go to Surah Idha Ja'a Nasrullah, and we see what is written there, that you will understand. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave us this Quran Sharif. It was, it is, it will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Chapter number 110, three verses, Surah An-Nasr Madaniyah. It was revealed right in the ending of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life Mubarak. Chapter 114. What do you mean chapter 114? It's the last surah chapter to be revealed. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. After Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So when the help and Allah's come and the victory comes. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And you see the people entering into Islam in their droves and droves. France just recognized Palestine. The haramis are all standing in the queue now. Israel is going to die and Palestine will rule. So now they want to jump, but we're going to make you pay for all the murder, genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity. So we don't want puppets like this, you understand? Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazin, Murtad Shaitan. We want the Mujahideen, that Yahya Sinwar, his children, his family, and the other Mujahideen, they must be in charge. Then you will see what happens. So now, Ya Rasulullah, story time. You ask me the virtues. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was a genius, kana of a qariya. One day he held a meeting. Senior sahaba were there. So then he asked them that he brought Abdullah ibn Abbas. Abdullah ibn Abbas is 15, 18 years old. When Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demise took place, Hajjatul Wida took place, lam yahtalim, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, he wasn't baligh when the Hajj took place. So now Sayyidina Umar's time, so he's 15 years old, 17 years old. The Sahaba objected, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, what is this youngster doing here? We have children, grandchildren his age. Sayyidina Umar kept quiet. He asked them, so I see I got 3-4 minutes left. Today you put me in a mood now. So he said, on the agenda, I got this today. Mata Laylatul Qadri. When is Laylatul Qadr? Senior Sahaba said this. Ma ra'yuka ya fata. What is your opinion? What you say, O youngster? Abdullah ibn Abbas. He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa taught us, Iltamisuha fil ashril awakhir, and the witr of the awakhir, the odd nights of the last 10 nights. So 21, 23, 25, 27, 29, I say 27 night. You can't speak like that without dalil. He said, I look up, what I saw. Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat, 7 skies. I looked down, wa minal ardi mithlahun. I looked at human beings. The tatawwurul insan, the stages human being goes through. وَلَقَدَ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ تُوِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً مِنْ قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً. 7 stages you go through in the womb of your mother. Then she gives birth to you. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. The food we eat, 7. فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبَّهُ وَإِنَبَ وَقَدْبَ وَزَيْتُونَ. Who count it, you will find 8. وَأَبَّا طَعَامٌ لِلدَّوَابِ, is food for animals there. So 7 food for human consumption. تَتَوَابْ سَبْعَةُ أَشْوَاتٍ. And the Sa'i 7. Sayyidina Umar is smiling. وَوَافِقُكَ فِي هَذِي الْقَدِيَّ يَا فَتَى. I agree with you, my youth. Sahaba had to look down. We are big senior Sahaba. Look at this youngster. Mustafa Rasulullah made dua for him, took him in his embraced him. Allahumma allimhu ta'wil. They teach him the meaning of Quran Sharif. Wa faqihu fi deen. Keep him deep understanding of deen. Now, Sayyidina Umar said, give me the tafsir of Surah An-Nasr. Every Sahaba gave. He, Abdullah ibn Abbas, buried in Taif in the year 68, Muhammad bin Hanafiya, he was not Sahabi, Tabi, performed his Salatul Janaza. So he said, Fiha Isharatun ila ajalin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is informing the Master, alayhi salatu salam, the time for your demise is approaching rapidly. Your mission is coming to a complete. The people in the whole Arab Peninsula embracing Islam. So what must you do? Set the precedent for humanity and posterity. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Read Subhanallah bihamdihi. Read istighfar. You're going to Jannah. You are the most beloved, the most precious. But what about your ummah? Set the precedent for them. When we visit the old people, young people in a hospital clinic, they got the TV on, watching the movies, watching sports. You got no brains, your one leg is in the grave already. Read Subhanallah bihamdihi. Read istighfar, astaghfirullah. Cry to Allah for forgiveness. Anytime death will strike. Innahu kana tawwaba. He said, that is why I got you. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Did you ever read 2 rakat salat for sahaba? Ya Allah, we reading 2 rakat salat tonight before we sleep. Reward all the sahaba. Grant us the love for sahaba. Protect us from the kafir Shias who hate the Sahaba radiallahu majma'in. MashaAllah, next up we listen to my brother Hafiz Yusuf Kala and then Mufti Muhammad Ali Falahi, and he's speaking about Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter 11 to 12 Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki. Jazakallahu khairan to you Hafiz Wadi, and our brother Zayd Suleiman Esop at home, send me the 2 parts, and you Lukolo, press the right buttons there and prepare the podcast, inshallah. Tomorrow, 4 o'clock, Hafiz Wadi and Jinnat Mota, Junaid Mota, and I'll come down 4:35, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz. Make dua for Gaza, make dua for Palestine. Allah Ta'ala decimate and destroy and annihilate the Jutlas and whoever helps them. Ameen, ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mufti Sahib, as well as to the directors, sound engineers, and to you, the esteemed listeners that have tuned into this evening's Q&A program. Until next time, we say wassallallahu ala nabi al-ummi fi amani lama salama. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.